أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم dear friends of the Ahlul Bayt السلام عليكم dear supporters of the Ahlul Bayt السلام عليكم dear believers of the Ahlul Bayt and السلام عليكم dear followers of the Ahlul Bayt. And welcome to another SOQ Thursday night programs in Qom. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajam. So, dear brothers and sisters, dear old and young, tonight we are celebrating the auspicious birth of the 11th divinely appointed Imam, the 11th heavenly flower from the garden of Lady Fatimatu Zahra, the 11th inheritor of the Messenger of Allah, the Messenger of Mercy, the 11th Imam, Al-Imam Al-Hasan ibn Ali Al-Askari alayhi salam. So along these lines, I have a quote from the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, where he quotes the 11th Imam, Imam Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam. He says that Imam Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam says, "The group of people who follow him are within one tribe." Again, the group of people who follow Imam Hasan al-Askari, the group of people who follow the Ahlul Bayt are within one tribe, within one family, like a father and a son, like blood brothers. With this tradition of the 11th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam, where he said, again, the group of people who follow the Ahlul Bayt, the group of people who follow the infallible Imams, these people are all within one tribe. These people are all within one family. They are like a father and a son. They are like blood brothers. If we add, they are like a mother and a daughter. We, as the followers, or at least the people who claim to be the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, is this how we treat one another? Do we treat one another as if we are within one tribe? Do we treat one another as if we are in one family? Do we treat one another as if we are blood brothers? Or are we at each other's throats? And this then makes us question, if we don't treat each other like blood brothers, then who is it that we have decided to follow? Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajam. It is, there's an interesting point that I had. It is right here from these Thursday night SOQ programs and the Dua Kumal programs that we prayed for the freedom of Sheikh Zakzaki, and by the grace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we found that he was freed. It was also from this very SOQ Thursday night programs, these Dua Kumal programs, where we prayed for the victory of the Palestinians against the Zionist regime, and by the grace and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that too, the Palestinians also achieved victory. Here again, we continue our prayers following the Dua Kumal prayer, our prayer for the oppressed people all across the world, whether they are in Nigeria, or they are in Syria, or they are in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Kashmir, Myanmar, the Rohingya Muslims, and the Muslims all over the world. We pray again on this Thursday night programs, in these SOQ Thursday night programs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free them from the oppression and the injustice that they are facing. We also have a special request for prayers for our brothers Muzammil and Mohsen And Brother Asim, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them and free them from the nets of oppression that they are currently facing. Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajam. I have one more quote that I'd like to give, and then we're going to go ahead and go on to our main speech. So I have a quote here from Imam Khamenei, where he talks about Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. So this is Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. He talks about the 11th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. Of course, as we are celebrating the auspicious birth of the divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. So Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, he says that Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam was able to organize a widespread communication network. Imam Hassan al-Askari was able to organize, create, build, support a widespread communication network, which included every corner of the Islamic world. So this communication network, So communication network, the Farsi, it says irtibatat. So it's not just communication as in speaking. It is much more. It is a relationship. It is a connection, right? So Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam, he created and he organized and he sponsored this organization, this network of communication and connection, which included every single corner of the world. And this despite that the governmental apparatus at the time was in essence a police state. Right? So not only did he organize this network of communication among his followers in every single corner of the Islamic world, but he did this at a time where the governmental apparatus was in essence a police state. Meaning it was not easy for him to be able to organize and spread and strengthen this kind of a connection, but he did so anyways. So I don't know if anybody has any comments on that. I didn't think anybody would have comments. But our humble comment, one, it is time to join the media front. This is the first comment. Just as over 1,000 years ago, Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam created a network of communication, a network of connection among the Muslims in today's time too, it is time to connect the Muslims with one another. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum.